Grey Davy glared down the wide corridor that led to the west wing. Oil lamps and flaring torches burned at regular intervals along the walls, but halfway down the corridor, the light faded away into an impenetrable darkness. The tense air was hot and moist, like a midsummer night before a thunderstorm. It smelled vaguely of urine and burning cloth. There was something unsettling about the darkness that filled the corridor. The longer Davy looked at it, the more he began to feel dizzy and lightheaded. It felt almost like vertigo, as though he was looking down from the top of a tall tower. He deliberately looked away for a moment, and the feeling began to fade. Davy glanced at the guard captain beside him, who nodded understandingly. Captain Timothy Blood was an average-height man in his early 40s, with short, dark hair and unremarkable features. Put him in a crowd, and you could walk right past him without noticing, which was why he'd spent most of his early career as a spy. He'd been very good at it. He worked mostly in Hillsdown and the Forest Kingdom, and they never even knew he'd been there until they discovered something secret had gone missing. And by then, he was always long gone. But eventually, the life began to pall on him as his need for thrills and excitement gave way to a deeper need to be able to trust someone, anyone. His years in service had earned him a captain's rank in the Guards, and he took it with never a single regretful thought. It wasn't a bad life in the Guards, all told, or at least it hadn't been until King Malcolm's death. Now he was kept busy from dawn to dusk trying to keep the prince's troops from each other's throats, and the unreal seemed to be breaking through everywhere at once. Blood stirred uneasily. None of the hard lessons he'd learned playing the ancient game of danger and deceit were any use when it came to facing the unreal. He tapped the flat of his sword against his leg and wished he'd brought along something heavier as well, like a mace or a morning star. He smiled slightly. Why not wish for a suit of armor while he was at it? The unreal might be somewhat disturbing, but it was just a part of his job. And he'd deal with it in the same way he dealt with all the other problems his job produced, by hard work, perseverance, and if need be, cheating. He flexed his shoulders, trying to keep the muscles relaxed and easy. Having Grey Davy nearby helped. The sanctuary's presence was both calming and invigorating. Problems seemed simpler and easier to deal with, and fears and insecurities faded away into the background. Unfortunately, sanctuaries were immune to their own power. Grey Davy glared down the corridor, his glare deepening into an angry scowl.
Oh, this shouldn't be happening. I mean, this is the West Wing, dammit. Nothing ever goes wrong in the West Wing.
Great. That means the darkness ahead is nothing more than a mass hallucination, and we can all get back to our beds. Only it isn't a hallucination, is it? Tell me what to do, Davy. You're the expert.
When it comes to the unreal, there aren't any experts. Just people who've stayed alive longer than others. Fill me in on what's been happening here, Tim. Maybe we can still nip this in the bud before it has a chance to establish itself.
Blood glanced briefly at the darkness down the corridor to make sure it wasn't getting any closer.
Things started to feel wrong about an hour ago. One of our regular patrols in the area hadn't reported back yet. I sent in another patrol to see what was keeping them. They didn't report back either. And then I started to hear some disturbing rumors. On a normal day, people pass in and out of this wing all the time, just going about their daily business. Only now, people were going in, but they didn't seem to be coming back out again. And people who went looking for them just vanished, without a trace. So I sent for a sanctuary. Just before you got here, this darkness appeared in all the corridors that led into the West Wing. Whatever is in there knows you're here.
That's what I like about you, Tim. You're always such an optimist.
Would you rather I lied to you about our chances?
It couldn't hurt.
They stood together a while, looking down the corridor. The darkness seemed to shift and stir as though it was watching them. Behind them, Blood's company radiated uncertainty and doubt. If he didn't know better, he could swear that the darkness was feeding on the men's emotions. Blood glanced back at them and knew he'd better get them moving soon. Once they were doing something, they'd be too busy to be scared. He wished for a moment that he'd brought more than just one squad. A dozen guards weren't much to set against the unreal. On the other hand, when it came to the unreal, he could have 100 guards at his back and he still wouldn't feel secure. He looked at Grey Davy and decided he'd better start the ball rolling. Left to himself, Davy tended to forget the urgency of the situation and just stand around thinking. But Blood couldn't give the order to go in himself. That had to come from Davy. The sanctuary outranked him.
Any advice for my men before we go in?
Yeah, try not to get killed.
Davy scowled suddenly and glanced sideways at Blood.
Sorry, Tim. This business has got me all upset. The West Wing has always been the most stable part of the castle, the one area you could depend on. If that's been breached by the Unreal, then nowhere's safe anymore. Get your men ready, Tim. We're going in.
Timothy Blood nodded to his men. Blood moved unhurriedly among them, checking their weapons and equipment. He forced himself not to be over-anxious. The Unreal was always dangerous, but these were good men, professionals. He could trust them to do their job. He racked his brain for anything he might have forgotten, but quickly realized he was just putting off the moment when he'd have to lead the way into darkness. It was at times like this that he really missed being a spy.
All right, you three are on torch detail. Keep your swords ready, but your main duty will be to give us light.
You ready, Tim?
As ready as we're going to be. Let's go.
The two of them set off down the corridor toward the darkness, the company of guards close behind them. The darkness seemed to swirl hypnotically as they drew nearer. The temperature dropped sharply, and Blood clenched his teeth to stop them from chattering. He shivered once and hoped no one would mistake it for nerves. The Unreal Knight loomed up before them, and Blood and Davy hesitated only a moment before stepping into it. The air itself seemed to change. It seemed somehow stale and thick, as though they'd suddenly been transported miles underground. The light from the guards' torches produced a pool of light just big enough to move in. Beyond the pale golden glow, there was nothing but the night. Blood had no way of telling where he was, or what, if anything, might lie outside the pool of light. He hefted his sword nervously, and then lifted his hand suddenly to call a halt.
You sense it too?
Yes. There's something moving out there. What is that?
Whatever it is, it's not from the real. It could be anything. There's no limit to what the Unreal can create.
Can't you do something about this?
Maybe. I don't know. If I use my power to dispel this darkness, it might not leave me much to face whatever's out there. The Unreal is very strong here, Tim. I can feel it pressing against the light.
Get rid of the darkness, Davy. We're too vulnerable like this.
All right. But I've got a bad feeling about this.
You're always having bad feelings.
And they're usually right.
Grey Davy pulled his power about him like a cloak, and the darkness faded away, unable to withstand the sanctuary's presence. Blood stared about him. The corridor seemed to stretch away forever in both directions without beginning or end. The walls had sagged inward, bulging out into the corridor, as though the solid stone and plaster had somehow melted and run and then reformed. The floor was covered with thousands of crawling insects. The scurrying creatures swarmed over the guard's boots. Black tar dripped from the low ceiling, hot and smoking.
How much of this is real?
I'm not sure. When the Unreal is strong, some of its changes can't be undone. The changed state becomes real. Stay close by me. Nothing can harm you as long as I'm here, but something's wrong here, Tim. Something's horribly wrong.
He looked around him, his hands clenching into fists. Blood felt it too, a deep, unsettling feeling of being watched.
Something's coming our way! Something awful!
Blood nodded tightly. His men had picked up on the tense atmosphere and were hefting their weapons and glaring about them. Blood knew he'd better find them a target soon or they'd start coming apart.
So what do we do, Davy? Stand our ground, turn and run, try to press on? What do we do?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. I think we'd better go back, Tim. I'm not up to this. We need the steward and her high magic.
All right. Everyone, start backing away. Down the corridor. Keep your eyes open and your swords ready. Take your time. There's no need to hurry.
He kept his voice carefully calm and even, but already some of his men were starting to panic. Blood didn't blame them. So far, his example had kept them from breaking into a run, but he didn't know how long that would last. Grey Davy wasn't helping. His face was ashen white, and his eyes were fixed on something in the distance only he could see. Blood glared at the corridor that stretched away behind them. He couldn't tell if they were any closer to the West Wing's boundary or not. He didn't even know if what he was seeing was real or only an illusion. He would have sworn they hadn't walked very far into the West Wing. And and then the roaring began. The air pressure began to build, and the rising wind tugged at the guards' clothing. They turned and ran, charging down the corridor.
Hold your ground, men! Damn! It's just us, Davy! Davy?
It's coming. I didn't think it...
What? What's coming?
A change wind.
Blood glanced down the corridor and saw it, huge and unstoppable. A change wind was sweeping down the corridor, transmuting the world from gold into dross, from reality into nightmare. The walls erupted as the wind passed over them. Gaping mouths opened in what had been stone and plaster, their screams buried under an ocean of worms. The floor began to melt and run away, revealing jagged-edged holes full of blood-red flowers. The ceiling caught fire, and the change wind roared on, leaving damnation in its wake.
We have to leave! Now!
Blood grabbed Davy by an arm and ran. He looked for the end of the corridor ahead and couldn't see it. It didn't make much difference anyway. The change wind would catch him in a matter of moments, and whatever was left of him after that wouldn't care about anything anymore. He looked around for the sanctuary and then skidded to a halt as he saw that Grey Davy had stopped and turned to face the change wind. The guards kept on running.
Move it! We've got to get out of here!
Hugo! I'm needed here! My power will buy you and your men the time you need to escape! You've got to tell Taggart about this! Warn the castle! Tell him nowhere is safe anymore!
He stood his ground and pulled his power about him. Blood looked over his shoulder at his disappearing guards and then looked back at the sanctuary.
Oh, hell! Someone's got to watch your back, Davy!
He stepped forward to stand beside Grey Davy, sword in hand, and the two of them stood together as the change wind came howling toward them.